If you're coaching the Knights, you would have to say this year, T, that there's that promise of, hang on, there's a shift and it's looking good. We just need a little bit more.
Oh, well, let's see if the coach is saying that. Good morning, Adam O'Brien.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Very well. How about you?
Yeah, good. Pretty good. We've had a longer turnaround. So, yeah, we've managed to get some good training in. So, yeah, happy coach at the moment.
You agree with that, Adam, that there's a little shift this, you know, like that game that we all said, one of the toughest games in defence and fought it. And last week, home game there, 50 minutes in, it's looking great. And it's just that little bit more to go.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, you know, it's not crazy to think that we could be sitting here talking 3 from 3 had we been a little bit smarter in a couple of patches and executed a little bit better in small periods. I think for large chunks of the first 3 games, we've been a pretty tough footy team.
You dropping Dom Young has fueled that speculation that he won't see out the season with the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah, I can put a stop to that. It's purely, form related. I think, Dom had a game there that he'd like to have back in terms of 6 errors in the game. So, look, there was 2 people that needed to respond this week. One was me, and I've done that. And now it's up to Dom to respond, which he has. He's trained really well since he's had the disappointment of being left out of the team. But I think that's a strong sign to the club that you've got guys playing New South Wales Cup that are playing well. Well, they're putting pressure on the guys up the top to perform every week.
A lot of talk, of course, Ponga we'll get to, but a lot of talk about Gamble and Hastings at the moment. Gamble, of course, we're all going, oh, we love it that he plays for us, but we hated him when he played for the others.
Yeah, it's funny. When we interviewed Tyson to come down, there was an incident when he played for Brisbane where he earned his team a penalty and the crowd let him know their displeasure. And speaking to Tyson, he said, I'm so not that guy, but I am for that 80 minutes. So he's a very competitive player and that's why we bought him. And I think, him along with Jack Hetherington, Adam Elliott and Jackson Hastings, they're all brought a very similar, demeanour, and that's toughness and competitiveness.
And we're loving Lachie Miller too, Adam. Love watching him.
Oh, I'm loving him too, Tanya. He's 26 carries a game. He's just a little pocket rocket, and he again, competes on plays. He's a fit, tough, competitive kid, and that's what we want the Knights to be.
How good in the modern game, Adam, that we've got a fullback that runs straight forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's very little self-preservation in him. He's only a little fella, but that doesn't hold him back.
Yep. Usually I find these days fullbacks go up and down like a cow trying to find a gap in the fence.
Yeah, good way of putting it, actually. Yeah. I might steal that.
What about Kalen? Initially we all thought he'd be up for selection after this game, but maybe not so.
Yeah, I think it's really important, Tanya, that Kalen's a human being first. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to look after him as a son, as a brother, as a human. So we're doing that. He's in the hands of the right people. Probably the best thing I could do was let them, do their jobs, and we can get some clarity moving forward. But I think rushing this one's not the right thing to do. I think the right thing for Kalen's well-being is to make sure that he's okay, and we'll be guided by those guys.
Plus, I think, unlike other years, the depth of replacement there has given some positivity, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Look, we've been really happy with our next man up mentality. We've had to rely on that mentality a little sooner than you'd like. I think we're up to 25 or 26. This week going to be 26 players already we've used. But look, certainly some guys have come through our pathways and I'm really happy with how they're transitioning. And I think they've done themselves proud on the weekend when they came on and made their debuts.
I hope the answer to this next question is yes, because I'll be really disappointed if you don't do this. But I was watching the second show in season 3 of Ted Lasso yesterday and I was thinking, I wonder if Adam, when he has some downtime, he's into Ted Lasso, because I really hope so.
Oh, I'm going to disappoint you. Oh. I've never watched the show.
Get on board, Adam.
I will, by the time I do another interview with you, I'll at least watch one episode.
Please.
But I don't,
there you
go. Get a, I don't get a lot of time, but if you're giving me the tip, I will definitely go and
you
have a
got
look.
To. It's just fantastic.
Yeah,
and
mate.
And that mentality, sorry, of you just when you answered that question about Kalen, the first thing you said, he's a son, he's a brother, he's a friend. I mean, that's Ted Lasso all over, Adam. You're nailing it.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I should go and have a look at it then.
I don't mean to alarm you, Adam, but as you mentioned what I said earlier, if you are turning up to training and quoting Ted Lasso and Steve from Triple M, yeah, I don't know if they're going to have a lot of confidence in their coach. You know what bloody Steve said? You're like cows looking for a hole in the fence, you idiots.
Exactly.
Well, look, it's another fabulous day on Sunday. Weather's going to be great for a home game. 4:05 kickoff against the Raiders. Get out there.
Be a big crowd.
Yes, support our boys. Adam, thanks for chatting to us.
Yeah, no worries, guys. I hope to see everyone out there on Sunday afternoon. As you said, there's nowhere else you'd rather be at 4 o'clock Sunday other than out at McDonald Jones.
Exactly. Good on you, Adam.
Thank you.
Good luck, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
There's Knights coach Adam Ted Lasso O'Brien.
Steve's right, though. If I don't, like, they're not the same. Like, I don't know what I've done.
Seriously, can you imagine it, right?
No.
But because Adam doesn't see it, he goes, oh, that's a pretty good guy. That was on Ted Lasso last night.
I know.